Okay. Today we're starting a new packet, packet 9. Okay, everyone, this is Rabbi Ratner. Good morning. Okay, ready to go? Okay. The discussion in this packet is Hascholas HaAvelus. When does the Avelus begin in terms of the Minyan Shiva? So the Gemara says, Amalhu Rava Levnei Mechuzah. Rava said to the Bnei Mechuzah, Atun the laws lisu basa arsa, that you who don't go follow the coffin to the kvura, michim hadrisu apaychu bibava davula aschilu manu. In other words, the way it used to be was the cemeteries were in the suburbs. They weren't in the city. They were outside the city. Right? So usually, not everyone, some people just would malava the mace to the city limits, and then they would go back. And then they would, then the people, the Chavar Hadisha, whatever, they would go to the base kvaros and bury the mace. But it's not like today, where you have cars and you have planes and everything's done, you know, speedily. It could take another day or two of walking to get to the site of the Beis Olam. So the people who are actually going to bury, so they're going to start, those family members, maybe together with the Chevra Kadisha, they're going to start the Shiva with the Kvura. But with the other people, is as soon as they're going to go to a certain point, namely the city limits, the Shar Ha'ir, and that's it, and then they're going to turn back. So that's what the Gemara says, Amul Rav Levnei Mechuzah, Atun Dolo Azlichu, you that are not going Basa Arsa, you're not following the Mita all the way, Mechi Mahadrisu, Apaychu, when you turn your back, mi bava davula, from the bava is the gate. Bava davula. The gate of the city. That's bava kama, bava metziah, right? Bava. Bava davula, aschilu manu. So you start counting the shiva then. The other ones are going to count the Shiva when the actual Kfur takes place. So there is a line in the Rambam on page 2 where the Rambam writes, Misha darchan l'shloch hameis l'medina cheres l'kavro ve'enem yodim mothi yikavir. So he sent it to a different place to be covered the mace, and the people don't know when they're going to get there. So then that's this Gemara. Shiyachzu pnei milavoso maschilim limnos shiva v'shloshim maschilim lisabel. So they start right away. So one could be daik in the Rambam. It was, what's the reason why the people who are not going the full time start the kvura, start the shiva right away?
They don't know.
So the simple shot in the Ramos was they don't know. They don't know when the kvura is taking place. So since they don't know when the tour is taking place, so we say, so that's why they gave them the din to start right away. But it might be mashma that if they do know, then they should wait. And I have a supplement packet. I don't know. The Halakha supplement is here. The Radvaz. Radvaz is very chashuv. Rav Bikzatzal, they say when he would go to the mountains, he would take a Radvaz with him. Go through all the tshuvas Radvaz. Rav Bikzatzal would never leave his shul for Shabbos. He would never leave the shul for Shabbos. But sometimes they would leave during the week in the mountains. So when it was a Baal Batim, had a place, so he would go. But he would take tshuvas Radvaz. That's a good thing to take to you to the mountains. Tshuvas Radvaz and read through all the tshuvas Radvaz. So it's kedai to know tshuvas Radvaz. I told you, Truma Sadeshin, you have to know every Truma Sadeshin. Radvaz also. So he writes here, Ocha Alti, Basic Varshon, Mitzvah Choshev Kimokam Acher. Ein Choshev Mokam Acher, the time of whom in Nature, Einem Yodim Mosai Nigbar Hames. Halon Yom Yad Achashah Shatayim Yodim. Lochal Oleim Avela Sachi Yisto Magolo. So if you know, so that's different. Chay Nira B'divei Aram, Shekosov. Misha Darko Lishloach Hameis LeMedina Acheres LeKov Ve'ein Yodim. So then, if you ain't Yodim, then that's why you. But he writes that if you know, say you know, it takes an hour or two. So then you wait. So. So that is the simple pshat in the Rambam.
Rebbe, didn't we talk about a week or two ago when we give the I forgot to sing known Al Kasvayhu, you know, when we give over to the Chevah Kedisha.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So what's different than what we said? About that din, when they gave over the meat to the Chevah Kedisha.
Pasrul katofim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I mean, so what's different from that?
So that means that if the Chevah Kedisha is taking it, so then you finish. Then the family's finished.
I understand. It's over here too. No, I mean, I don't understand.
So he's saying that, but the Rambam's mashma that it's only because you don't know. In other words, that's when the Aninus is finished. The question is, when does the Avelus begin? All that Gemara says is, oh, you know, that you could eat basar. Ochel basar v'shos hayayim. But when does the Avelus begin? So, that Gemara doesn't speak about that. That Gemara speaks, that Yerushalmi speaking about when the Aninus ends. No, theoretically, maybe there could be a gap. That the Aninus is over, but the Avelus doesn't begin till later.
How could you have it with the Yehuda statue of the Gemara?
The Nod Yehuda, it depends whether he's going or not. It's a different story. But what I'm trying to say here is the Radvaz is mashma, that pshat in the Rambam is that kipshuto, that you don't know when the kvura is taking place. So if you're not being malavin, you don't know, so then you start right away. But if you know that for sure, you know, it's going to take 2-3 hours, so then you wait the 2-3 hours. And then...
So what you're saying now is during that interim period, they're chayav and mitzvos, but they're not usher
and nihugei. Well, usher and nihugei avails we discussed might be... But they don't come, they don't count.
They don't count Shabbat.
It could be nafkamina if it's the end of the day. Right? And they... And Shkia is not, and the time it's going to be buried is going to be after Tzeis HaKachavim. So, if you would say you start right away, so that day would be day one for them. If they have to wait till the actual kfur takes place, they're not. So that's what he's saying. But Lamaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is not like the Radvaz.
The Shofar doesn't say it. Says when you give it to the Tzadik, your mutter b'basar v'yarm.
Right.
Doesn't say that a fail starts.
Correct. Right. That's what it's saying. Right. Correct. Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein said differently. Rav Moshe writes on page 4. Nishalti Midid Rav Agon Rav Naftali Kalbach Shlita. Who's that? Who's Rav Naftali Kalbach? Is that Rav Shlomo's father? Check in your.
That's Rav Shlomo's father.
Rav Shlomo's father, right? See?
Yeah.
Avram knows the family. He ask Avram. He knows the Kalbach family. There was a very nice article in Mishpacha magazine about the other of Shlomo Kalbach 2 weeks ago. That's also a must read. That's the father of Professor Elisheva Kalbach. You know who that is? She's a Chashuva professor. She's the wife of Mati Yafin from Beis Yosef. No, okay. I want to broaden you fellas. Okay, that's my goal. You have to know everything, okay? And you have to know the whole Jewish world. That's also part of it. Okay.
Rabbi, forget about it. It's a lost cause.
It's a lost cause? Why is it a lost
cause? They're closed-minded.
They're closed-minded. Okay, so you and I, we'll open them up.
I'm trying really, Ohio, but it's a...
Yeah. You try. He's not hopeless. He's not hopeless.
No. I have hope.
Yeah. Okay. We'll try our best. Okay. So Nishalti Mididi Haravagon Rav Naftali Kalbach Shlita. The Mace Krovam of Medina's Belgia. Right? Their Karov died in Belgium. Vacherim Nosu be airplane. Lasham Lios Eitzel Hakvura. So some of them went on the airplane to be at the Kvura, and some of them stayed back. In America, Vachem Nishar Pob Bekfura. So this is the classical case. Okay, he's talking about Belgium. Usually, it's in Israel that some of the family goes to Eretz Yisrael, and some of them don't go, whatever reason. So if you hold like the Radvaz, so especially today, you have. Cell phones, you have all these things. I mean, even then they had telephones, you know. So you can know exactly when it's happening. So Pashtus is, according to the Radvaz, even the people who don't go to Belgium, say that it's going to take a couple of hours to get to Belgium. It's not going to be till the next day. So maybe according to the Radvaz, they should start the Shiva starting the next day. So Rav Moshe disagreed, and this tshuva of Rav Moshe became the mekubal, became the standard. That chashavti l'anias daiti maskilin elu shebekan lisabel miyad kem shelo yusu l'sham. That they're gonna start right away. Ah, mashe b'sif shenayin hey isab. Right, that's the Gemara we just did. So don't say, since we don't know, so you wait. Because the first couple hours, it's for sure you know that it wasn't Nikbar. El tzarch lomar du l'shir l'hachshiv mokum rochok. The mokum karve in masalbum ad sh'omru l'hem sh'nikbar. L'ramban gam l'inyin richok ein chiluk im icholim lido olom. Mikan l'medinas belgia mokum rochok tuva v'lo motzei klal sh'yusu mikan l'sham l'yosei salakfur l'chein av l'rambam paskin. In other words, it's when you mesulok. So if it's a mokum rochok, so that's it. In other words, once the plane takes off, you have nothing to do anymore. You tell me that maybe a phone call, smoke, you know what I mean?
Zoom.
Zoom is garnished, right. See, he knows. Yeah, so that's Rav Moshe's psak. That when you don't go, when some people go to Eretz Yisrael, and some people don't go, And they're taking a person, say, from New York to Eretz Yisrael. So the people that will go will start the Avelis later when they get there, because a lot of times it will be the next day. And the people are staying, so a lot of times they'll go to the airport, and they'll have some hespedim in the airport, and then they go home. So as soon as they turn their backs to go home, they start the shiva. Even though one could taina that they know. Today you know. Even not today, even before cell phones, they had telephones, they had other ways, you know exactly. But
I mean, this much doesn't apply anymore. That's not true anymore. People fly there and Eretz Yisrael for
right, but once the point is, once it's taken off, he's not going to be there that by the Kfur. If he didn't get onto this plane.
But it's not a Makom Rachok anymore.
What does that mean? Moshe lived 1,000 years ago. Moshe lived. It became Makom Rachok all last.
When was this written?
This actually doesn't. Bekitzer means that once you're not on the plane, once you're not on the plane, this is the plane that they're going to take the mace, and then they're going to bury right there as soon as they get there. So if you're not on this plane, you're not getting there. So you're mesulok. So that's how we assume. That's how we assume the halacha.
What with Moshe's raya? Is he giving a raya for it?
If you look like Rabbi Steckel once put that in the Ramban. In the Ramban, it says like that. If you take a look in the Ramban, take a look at page 5 in the Ramban. Adam Ralu Ravan of Nebuchadnezzar, Yonatan de Lolas Lisu, Nir Elisha Lodemu Dvaram Elo. In other words, they're not masulok totally. But once it's far away, the Mesulok, and that's the normative psak halacha.
You see from the Rabbi the opposite of Rav Moshe, that as long as they know that the krov miyomru lahem kvar nikvah, you can find out immediately whether the krov.
I know. That's but that's not the idea of being Mesulok versus not being Mesulok. And even if you have the phones, this.
Is there a nafkamina of not all the plans have been finalized yet, and the people in America still have a role to play in the organizing of the Levaya?
Usually not. Usually by this point they have the karka. The time they're flying, they already know where the destination is going to be.
In a case where the unexpected tour happens until the day after, let's say the landing area has to show that the crew is not going to happen until the day afterwards.
Their shell happens right away.
In Belgium, you go to Belgium and bury the next day, let's say.
Yeah.
So many people have plans already. Like, if they plan on getting buried in Eretz Yisrael, they already organized, signed all the shtaros and stuff like that. So, what's the why have any aminos to the club?
Right. So, up to the Inochanami. As soon as they leave, the Malava, the Maze, till the airport. So, they're still involved. And then they go home. Those that don't go on the plane.
Maybe that's what happened with Moshe himself. When Rabbi was telling us the story, and when Moshe was going to Israel, and the plane came back,
right,
his son, who was still here, wasn't going to be able to be involved.
Yeah.
And just the Ramban, for anybody who doesn't have it in front, says exactly what Rabbi was saying a minute ago, which addresses my father-in-law, Yoshua. The next words are, Einu ela kenimser lekatof and mutter lechol basar. Meaning,
the aninus is over.
Yeah, I mean, the aninus is over. The napkamina is that he's mutter lechol basar, like Rabbi was saying. But at that point, he still, the Ramban says explicitly, wouldn't have the din of an avel yet.
Yeah.
Ain't no gonna love aninus, which is exactly what Rabbi was saying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not what Rabbi was saying.
Well,
you're saying he isn't a bit tough
enough. No, there's this gap. Meaning,
I mean, it could be a possibility if it's Karov. But if it's Rachok, then it's finished.
Yeah, the case of the Ramban. Exactly, yeah.
When it's Karov, and he's going to come back and, you know, to let them know. So, okay, but that's whether you like it or not. That's the normative psak. The only question is, if we're a separate packet, is when the family then reunites and the people who come back, who went to Eretz Yisrael and then they come back to New York after the kavura, do they keep their own minyan or do they follow? Yeah, so that's going to be a separate discussion. Okay. Now, there's another important discussion here. And that is the following. So what's the din if a person is not there at all? So I would say a person has a relative in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in New York. He has a relative in Eretz Yisrael. He has a relative in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not like they have to take the mace from New York to Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he died in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's someone in New York who's a relative, who's not going, he's staying put. So when does he start Shiva? When does he start Shiva? Does he start Shiva right away? Or does he wait till the kfura? Now, why is this a new question? Why isn't this the same as the other thing? That if you're not going, but you're malave, so since you finished the levoy, then you start the shiva. And here, kal vachomer, he didn't even have to. So one shot is that one sheet is that you start right away. We'll see who says that. And the other sheet, in other words, he lives in New York. The relative lives in New York. The person, his relative died in Israel. He's going to be buried in Israel. But so when does he start the? When does he start the shiva? The shas kvura or right away? Say the kvura didn't happen till grace. Till even Eretz Yisrael could wait a couple of hours, and then it's ready the next day.
I mean, since we don't care about phones or Zooms, that's garnish. So maybe here too, it's garnish. As soon as the person hears the shmua that the person died.
So this is a machlokes between the Nitziv and Rav Rafael Velazhin.
Who
before Velazhin? Yeah, let's figure out who these people are. So then it's Nitziv, his son-in-law was Rav Rafael, and he was Reb Chaim's father-in-law. So the Nitziv says that we're not going to read it right now, but I just want to tell you what the bottom line is, and then we could work it out. But the Nitziv Shita is that, Asher Chokar, page 9, Meshiv Dover. Halacha L'maisa. B'misha nodol al de dilograph, right? That's a telegram. Shemes krovo shechayv l'sabal of mochem acher. V'nistam hagolo b'yom mochar. But the kfur for some reason not going to be till the next day. O shlishi, meimus ha'yaskal, if you saw, yeshlo din meisa shem shachim l'sabal mochem acher. Maschilin Sabal Biad, Nira Boror, the Zehadin Eno El Misha Mesa Mutolofonov, Fumasasak Imo, Ask Shemos Mokovo Nifter, whom he meant of an Oiga Velos. Masha Enke Misha, who be Ira Harris, Volonisasak Imo, Eno Oiga Velos, Achenikbar Mamish. So the Tziv's Chiddush is the din that you wait till your siluk is when you had the mace by you, and then you're sending it off. So when you finish sending it off, that's when you start. But if you never had the mace by you, you don't say, well, kal v'chomer, you're finished. You say then, since you weren't involved, then you have to wait till the kvur mamish. So the case in Eretz Yisrael, where the guy died in Eretz Yisrael and his relatives in New York, and he's not going anywhere. So the Tziv Shita is what? You wait till the Kvur. Even though, because he's saying the din of the Gemara is that once you Mesulok is when you were involved and then you Mesalik. But if you were never involved, then you have to wait till the Kvur Mamish. That's in the Tziv Shita. But Rav Rafael, the Halakha of Rav Rafael.
What's the message? Is now relying on Zoom and telephone. Now we are relying on
Zoom. So then the Tziv says, then you wait for the Kvur Mamish. Then you wait, that's in the Tziv Shita.
What, your Zoom, is that what we estimate, or we have to really know? We just estimate the time that it would take place.
I mean, they had the telegraphs, so they knew. So, when it was going to be. So that's what the Netziv says.
Feels strange that now, okay.
But the Rav Rafael, here, take a look on page 12. This is printed in the Stechemet, Kuncha Shav, Gaon Rafael Shapiro. So he paskins not that way. Rav Rafael paskins bedinim bol adam telegram neir acheres shemeshom kurovo hamkluy lusabel lavakfur tiyeh biyom ochar meivsech halav avelus. So he quotes this Gemara that as soon as you turn your back, so kal v'chomer, if you never involved, so you turn your back right away. So meila right away is the shiva begins.
Why isn't this all against Shulchan Aruch? I guess shouldn't the Shulchan Aruch not be like any of this? Zimdiyah?
1 second.
Go slowly.
Now, look here on page 12. I didn't give you any of the rayas and any of the pilpul yet. You mean the rayas? I just want to give you the conclusion, and then we'll work on how you get to the conclusion. But the Netziv Shita is you start right away, because the din of when you misalik is only when you're involved and then you're the silik. But if there was no hisaskas at all, then you wait till the kfur mamish, that's in the tziv. And Rav Rafael said, no, it's docha kal v'chomer. The madoch, if you didn't start yet, if you were involved and then you misalik, so then as soon as you misalik yourself, you start the shiva, the minyan shiva. So kal v'chomer, if you never started, then you must look from the beginning. So it's interesting. Take a look here in the third column, the second arrow. Zaya Poshet Etzli Varesi Kane, Chink Shabbat telegram Varsha. Wow. He said, we once got a telegram from Varsha. Miptiris Marchomi Hagon. Who was he referring to?
The Tziv.
When the Tziv himself died, and I'm married to his daughter. So I had a paskin, well, I'm going to paskin like his psak or my psak for my wife. He says, I paskin like my psak. I paskin like the Tziv's psak. I'm paskening the Shaila. He's dead. I'm paskening the Shaila. Zeya Pasha, let's leave a racy cane. Rechain Shabbat, Telegram, Bivarsha, Matiris, Marchami, Hagon, Vayakosur, Shakfur, Tiabiyom, Mochar. For racy li ishti, I paskin for my wife, Shemiyad, Chola, Alea, Avelos. Petimne, Mahayom.
Oh, the person buried already?
That's obviously not the case. The person wasn't buried yet. Because the Netziv died. And Raphael is the Raphael is his son-in-law, so he married the Netziv's daughter. And then the next generation, and Raphael was Rav Chaim Brisker's father-in-law. The Netziv, Rav Chaim married Netziv's granddaughter.
Were there two Raphael legends?
Two?
Because there's one who
did
that, like a biography.
Sort of. No. You're thinking, my good friend, Rav Joe Miller, is thinking about the book on Rav Raphael Soloveitchik, written by this woman.
It's someone who's a legend, huh?
Was it Revelation or was this Rav Raphael Soloveitchik?
I think it's
Taurus Raphael. This is the Taurus Raphael.
Okay.
This is the Taurus Raphael. There was another Rav Raphael, the Priskarov son Rav Raphael, who I met with my father once, whatever. But this is the Baal Taurus Raphael. The Taurus Raphael is very chashuv a sefer.
So don't you think he's the only one?
You should know the Taurus Raphael, but that's, you don't have to know every Taurus Raphael. If you want to be happy in life, you should open the Torah for file maybe once a month. You know, to Simchas Chaim moment.
Rav
Raphael, he makes everything with shittosos. Well, yeah.
Is Rabbi the only one who noticed this irony? Like, when people read through this, they realize that he passed in the opposite way.
No.
Is he a duo that like?
Yeah, duo. Chef said it over. No, that's not me. No. So how do we paskin? So the pashtus is, or Moshe Feinstein paskin like Rav Raphael. To me, that's the pashut pshat is Rav Raphael. Rav Shechter likes to quote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Chiddush, it's not the standard psak, and that is halacha k'tivrei amekel ba'avel even makom tarti nisasri, so you could start late and end early. In other words, or Moshe Soloveitchik paskin, you could start based on the netziv, start late, and end early based on Rav Raphael.
What does it mean to start late? Isn't all precious counting?
Yeah, in other words, you do two counts. You do two counts. The late count is the netziv, right? And the early count is Rav Raphael. So you start the shiva, ki'ilu, the count of the netziv. And you end early following the count of Rav Raphael. Based on Aran, Ksubis, about halach k'divrei mekel ba'ovel, even more k'mtarti desasri, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik thought. That's the Rav's father. It's not the generally accepted niyug, but the generally accepted niyug is Rav Raphael.
I saw in the Malachi, he said that Sabbath Avelos only works when it's revealing with Rishonim, but if it's within the
Yachron, he said okay. So the Maisa.
Does he give a
svara
to
Raphael? Well, the svara, the svara is pashut like Rav Raphael, no? Then it's because Kal v'chomer from the Gemara. The Gemara says if you melava the mace and now you turn your back, so now it's mesuluk. So now you start so Kal v'chomer if you never win the mace that you mesuluk. That l'chora is the pashut shot, right? Now we're going to see. I don't see. I want to get to the conclusion, and then we'll go back. Maybe tomorrow, next time, so you'll see the what's the din? What are they mefalpel in? there's a Truvas Harosh that they're mafalpil in. But I'm presenting it to you this way to get to the conclusion. So now I want to get back to the Rav Ozner case, because now you can understand take a look here in the Rav Ozner packet, you know, supplement J7. So we did the first paragraph. So we said that here. So he says Sheila, the first piece. Misha Nifter Lo Meis Be Medina Cheres Vein Daitel Nsoa Im Noeg Dina Nenidus Masai Noeg Dina Veils Shuva Im Ein Be Daitel Nsoa Alvaya Das Rov HaPoskim. That's the Rav Rafael camp. Sheinu Noeg Dina Nenidus. In other words, you could start Avelis Miyat. So that means there's no Anidus because you go straight to Avelis. El Maskil Dina Avelis Miyat Le'in In Kol Adinim. Chein Hora Baal Shevet Alevi. So, you know, so they followed the psak of Rav Ozner, who followed Rav Rafael. L'chein haben shayah b'chutz la'aretz. So that's the what we said, that the son that was in Borough Park, shayah b'chutz la'aretz, kevin shenodo lo b'shar shayah lo. So the case was that it was, Rav Ozner died at the beginning of Yontif. But in America it was still... So if he would have passed in like the Netziv, then the son in Borough Park would also wait. And then he'd have to do a whole shiv afterwards. But since he passed it like Rav Rafael, so he started shiva right away on Erev Yontif, because it was still Erev Yontif in America. Came shanol lo b'shar shaya itzlo Erev Pesach v'chol olav din aveilus v'yashiv shiva kvar lefnei Pesach v'shiyegiach ha-Pesach kvar histayma ha-shiva. V'ashen kein habonim shayu b'Eretz Yisrael came shayitzlo kvar hiskadei shachag v'akfur ha-yisab b'chol olamoed v'yashiv shiva l'achachag ha-Pesach. Yeah, he wasn't even buried yet, and they finished Avelis. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the.
Is that because
to
he's
me,
buried? Meaning once he's out of the site, he's buried. He's buried.
If you want to use that Hagdara, so be it. And then the next piece he says.
But if the son from America flies to Eretz Yisrael during one way, would he rejoin the Avelis?
I mean, in other words, if the son from Israel would come, he's finished.
So he can't rejoin.
Don't rejoin him.
If he was in the middle of a count, he could shift his account maybe. But once he's done, he's done.
He's done. Once he's done, he's done. Fascinating thing.
That's crazy.
He's done. He finished before the Kfura.
And he's
going to
be done with Shloshim.
Yeah, he's not going to be done with Shloshim, but he'll be. Yeah, in other words, he'll after Pesach's over, he'll already have 15 days under his belt.
Right.
And people in Eretz Yisrael are just starting.
Right.
Ah. Okay, so then
the Rav Yisrael Shloshim from the Kura regardless?
Shloshim, yeah, no.
No, somebody was saying he already had 15 days. As if he doesn't.
No, because in other words, if he already finished. But he already finished Shiva. So now he can.
Regarding Shloshim.
Yeah, for Shloshim too. Shloshim too.
Shloshim from the day of the Kfura?
In a normal situation.
Well, let's say.
But you hear the case.
Let's say somebody's nifter in America and they send the Eretz Yisrael, he gets buried 2 days later, nobody goes along, they all start shiva from the day, from the moment the plane leaves.
Right.
But when does their Shloshim end?
From the day that they started, shiva's day one, and they keep counting.
I thought, I mean, I guess I heard wrong.
that Shloshim is from the day of the Kvura, not the day of the Ptira.
Yeah, but that's only in a situation when they're going to go to the Kvura.
So let's say my father was Nifter, my mother was Nifter on Monday, she was buried Tuesday. So when is the Shloshim?
All in America, all in America.
No, no, my mother went to Eretz Yisrael.
She was brought to Eretz Yisrael?
They took her to Eretz Yisrael, yes.
Yeah, right, and you didn't go?
I didn't go.
Right, so then as soon as she's taken, you start counting Shiva.
I said Shiva, right.
Right.
She wasn't buried until the next day.
Right.
So when does the Shloshim end?
Some of the Shloshim ends based on your own count.
Okay. I thought some people told me in the Yahrzeit.
Yahrzeit is something different.
I thought the first year goes for the Kura.
Yahrzeit is different. We're not talking about
Yahrzeit. And Shloshim is...
Shloshim is... You started Shiva, so then that's day one. So now you cancel
there another idea of Shloshim as far as the Neshama is concerned?
I never heard of such a thing.
Never heard of such a thing. Because the Neshama itself, whatever 30 days counts for him, 11 months, let's say...
Look in the next...
A month earlier.
Yeah.
Let's say the Nifter, they couldn't find him. He was on an airplane. They couldn't find him. He was in a crash. They found him a month later. And then they buried him.
Yeah.
So when does everything start?
Oh, okay. So that's...
I don't want to, if there's
the Yeish. In other words, you don't start the Shiva till the Messiah. Look at the next
page. Okay, all right.
Look at the next paragraph.
No, I'm coming up on Shloshim. I mean, you're thinking about which day is the Shloshim.
Or the people...
Is it the day of Ptira or the day of the Kvura?
Some storm, it'll be different for you and for the people.
That didn't enter the conversation somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, She'ela. Next. Baal Sheva Levi, he was Nifter Leil Pesach. Tshuva. Havelim shayu beretz Yisrael, kevin shachak kvar chala lehem hachag, havelis shalehem chala rak lachar halavaya, shayisa b'chol amoed, v'ashloshim eschilim b'yom ha'kfura lamed yom. V'yoshim shiva rak alachar regal. Ulam ha'ben ha'ovel shayu b'chutz l'aretz, v'sham ha'ptirosu kvar be'erv Pesach shalehem, ha'yel shalo ayod b'daitel n'soa, ends the Shloshim 8 days before the people in other words, he's much more ahead. So the same thing in your case.
Maybe there's two kinds of Shloshim. There's Shloshim for the health of Shloshim. Rechitz and everything, and then there's a Shloshim to make the Siyam on, and whatever.
Make the Siyam on, that's, you know...
That's not a
halacha, you know,
right.
So...
Okay.
Then the next piece he has about Avelis HaDei Eidus Akum. In other words, does the Akum have Namonis? In other words, he was Soymech based on the guy who called up, right? In other words, the guy is not telling him, oh, I know you have to know for halachic reasons. He was just telling him because his father died. He was telling him, your father died. He wasn't saying, oh, I know. It wasn't a halach. That's called mesich lefituma, when you just have a discussion and not that you're letting him know that you're relying on him for... So, l'chein k'shabal b'shevet ha'levi, his nifter b'lel ha'seder, v'yisrael kvar haya l'el ha'chag, v'goy tziltzel l'bno b'chutz l'ar sh'sham adayin ha'yarev Pesach, tzorayim al-yidezeh, yochol ha'yil nismach, v'ashev ha'shiva kvar l'fnei Pesach. So he paskin, he has nemonis.
They were allowed to tell the guy to call
him. What?
They were allowed to tell the guy to call him.
I don't know, they did it. Whether they were allowed to do it or not, they did it.
It's also a Melsa Davidi included.
Yeah, now, if it's beyond next piece.
From a cell phone, like, how would you trust either from a phone call? Does that work?
So he was just bothered
by the guy.
You're bothered that it's a... How do you know that it's not a prank? How do you know
it's not... Or anything. Aedus is with words. Like, is he like...
No, but this is not Aedus for... This is for...
What
is
Gary married, which is his wife?
No one's getting me married here, you know, in over Yontif, you know. It's not... if it would be a woman, maybe, you know, that's...
I mean, it's something that you can fact-check afterwards anyway.
Yeah. Now, next piece. Aveilus B'yontif. Haim chalim din aveilus B'yontif rishon gon l'inya miras hagadosh al Pesach. So what's the story with the Seder? So he says, din anina seino noeg. In other words, it was on Yontif, aveilus b'tzina noeg. In other words, we're talking about the brothers in Eretz Yisrael. So again, the kavur was not till when? Till Chol HaMoed. So once Yontif came, just like my father-in-law this year, he was an onen before Pesach. His mother passed away, and once Yontif came, he sat at the seder. He was he had the seder, and then he became an onen after Yontif. And then the kfura on Chol HaMoed. The same shaila that happened to my father-in-law with my wife's grandmother who passed away just this past Pesach. Aveilus b'tzinis noeg. Ulinya amiras hagada. So usually Talmud Torah is called Dvarim Shebetzina, but amiras hagada should be get a Talmud Torah kevin shem yarbi poskim. So he wants to say the question whether because usually there's no aninus and yantiv but dvarm shabitzina noeg. So Talmud Torah is dvarm shabitzina. So the question is. Could these Odinim say the Haggadah on Pesach? In other words, in a situation where there's no, the Kvur didn't happen until Chol HaMoed. So he says but he says the Prima Gadim, so maybe someone should be Motzi, okay, I don't know. Then he says, Aninus B'yontav Sheini B'lel HaSeder. So now it gets even more interesting. Ben Echad Shal Baal Shevet Levi Ben Chutzlartz. There was one son who stayed in America. But then the sons that were in Israel, there were two types. There were the sons in Israel who live in Israel, and then there were sons in Israel who were just there for Yontif and were keeping 2 days. So what about the Yontif Sheni? Ben Echad Shal Baal Shevet Levi Ben Chutzlartz Hayah Be'eretz Yisrael. Vu Noeg Yontif Sheni. And he was Noeg Yontif Sheni. Ha'im Yeh Hayolo Din Aninus B'motzei Yontif HaRishon. So would he... Because technically speaking, what's the story? Chol HaMoed is already... When was the Kvura? Motzai Yontif. Yontif Sheni, which in Chutz, in Eretz Yisrael, is not, there's no Yontif Sheni.
Right.
But he was keeping Yontif Sheni. So is he considered, so what's his chiyuv in the second Seder? If he keeps 2 days. If he.
In other words, is he an Oinin? No, because he can't bury.
So let's see. Machlitim lol. Lolik bar lachar yontif, as ain dinanis be avam. Over shakovin biyontif, as gam biyontif, yesh dinanis, lachin, vartse yontif rishon, shalamaisa osu boros halavaya, they did it, the levaya yontif, after yontif rishon. Av lebench yesh lo din yontif sheni, yosh li dinaninis.
Hi. It's yontif, it is yontif, it's part of dinaninis biyontif.
So he's saying that...
I mean, that could be in America too, then, if the goyim are burying on Yom
Tov. Father wants to have a ben. Who, right, so if they're burying on the Sheni, then you're anointing. So here, right, you're anointing, even though you're anointing if they're burying the mace on Yom Tov. So the ben that's going to do a second Seder, he's anointing. So he can't make a bracha. So he can't make the Seder. So he had to wait till after the Levaya to make his second Seder. He says, "Lefizeh kaven shaya etzlo leil Seder, haya also lo la'arach as a Seder alach akvura shaya be'erach shalosh v'chetzi lefnos boker." 3:30 in the morning, 3:30 at night, is when he started the Seder.
Well, what's the difference than the case before?
Jazay Mutal of Mitzvah's Arba Kosas, Matsumara, Seper Seeds Mitzrayim. Heyo Shayakvar, Lacha Chatzos Halayla. So it's after Chatzos, because you have Shalvar Chalbrikas and Matsumara, if you hold you can, Omnam Baal Shevin Alevi, Hayamora Misha Nenes, Lo Achal Matzah at Chatzos, but you have Yachal Lavarech. For Hosef Shakach, Kibel, May Rabosov, Jamaica, I didn't come along, Commandom, does my Matsumara at Alos Hashachar. But you have Yachal Lavarech. So Mela. So that's what happened. So he made the Seder. He started the Seder.
He was asking for his son what to do in this case.
Right.
But didn't we learn, there got to be somebody who's in America, actually, and somebody's in Israel.
Yeah.
So since he's in America, he starts Shiva because he can't go.
Right.
So this guy is he can't go because of Yom Tov. What's the difference if it's because if he's far away, or he's far away in Halacha?
In America, it should be the same thing.
He has to be physically far away. Halachically, he can't go.
He can't go halachically.
No,
he can't take. He can't go ride. He can't go with the. If he's close enough to walk to the place of Kfaris, he's going to walk after the Aron, maybe.
You have a Shulchan Aruch here. You have a Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Mem Ches. Want to get us, Mr. Brewer? Kuf Mem Ches, where is that? Chela Zvav? Tovkov Memkes. He says, because he's saying that he is anointing. He's going to probably, because he's saying if they're doing the kvura, and he can't bury, but he's going to, he probably went to the Levaya.
It's like Bakshit Al-Khun.
Yeah. No.
That's it. If the Levaya is in 10 miles away,
but
he
went to the Levaya. He, right? Mustafa, that son went to the Levaya. He went to his father's Levaya.
But he didn't go all the way to the Kura. He couldn't drive.
What?
Right.
Yeah. So that's so. Okay. So
if he could go,
from, yeah. So he's anointing.
Yeah, if he could go to the Levaya.
He went to the anointing. So he went to the Levaya. Mustami went to Levaya, and he was part of the entourage. And then, so after the Kfura is when he made the Seder.
Well,
Yom Tov Sheni. What's the din of Yom Tov Sheni? You can do a Kfura by all the Israel on Yom Tov Sheni.
Okay, but is that the reason here? Because it's a
dinder abanah,
or you know,
the dinder arisa. Well, the mace be yontav rishon yisaskubo amamim. Mace be yontav sheni yisaskubo
yisrael. That's if it's the same day. That's if it's the same day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shnei
yom tov.
Mona hashiva
miyom tov sheni ha'afron. Ava pish enon oi guavil. Let's go on with the brayim go. Ololo in a vinyin.
Right.
Mona afra pish
yom tov. It doesn't mean that you're knowing.
No, it's just like Machshir Chalat Chum, you're anointing.
So this is like Machshir Chalat Chum?
Yeah,
it's
like Machshir.
Does that have to be with Hapa, no? Because that's the point, because you're doing something. So you're saying here he was doing something?
You're not in warriors, then you're not actually...
Whether he's going to take the shovel or not?
A little, that has to be if he's right to take the shovel. If he's even allowed to, he's shy. I don't know. You can't just like, because he's there.
Yeah, and then the next piece is B'nei Chutz La'aretz Ayu B'nei Brak. Could they go? Okay, we'll talk more, but this is interesting. Interesting things. So we have to still go back and see what the machlokus is totally on. I told you the svaras, but I didn't show you the makoris.
Our good friend Joe Miller made a hara of shouldn't the day that the burial happened, so that should be no worse than the day of moving the
Ferrari, come in.
Okay, I'm just going to make a call. Oh, are you?
We're finishing up shir.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
John, you'll point out that the day that they buried him, that they actually buried him for the kids in Eretz in Chutz La'aretz should be no worse than like a day moving the Asamos.
Yeah.
So they should have to observe that day if they're actually doing the Purim.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
As an novel on when he's sitting Shiva can't learn halacha, but he can learn Hilchos Aveilus.
Yeah.
Could he learn this kind of halacha on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, these halachas.
Could he learn a tshuva like this?
Well, he's not supposed to learn pilpul or face.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, okay. Have a good Shabbos, Yoni Sonnenschein, and Avram Levitt, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Alex, and Yeshua, and Daniel Albert, Avi Levenstein, and Zev Hyatt, and Eitan Aryeh, and Yitzi Enten, Rav Avraham Ratner, Daniel Albert, MZ Binter. Did I get everybody? And Katz, and Jeremy Borgen, and Harav Nati Alkayim, and Joe Miller, and Ruskin, Hartstein, Rosenzweig. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Monday will continue.